Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, June 9th. You'll be interested to know. 91 years ago today, in 1934, the world was introduced to Donald Duck, a character who would become one of the most beloved figures in animation history. Making his debut in the animated short, The Wise Little Hen, Donald Duck quickly captured the hearts of audiences with his distinctive voice and spirited personality. Over the decades, Donald Duck has starred in numerous films and television shows, becoming a symbol of joy and entertainment for generations. His enduring legacy continues to inspire and bring laughter to people around the globe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 58 degrees with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a slight chance of rain showers and a high near 66, accompanied by an eastern breeze at 8 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight, expect cloudy conditions with a low around 55 and possibly some patchy fog. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 11, with the low tide just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog and thunderstorms on Tuesday, with a high around 72. Wednesday and Thursday will be sunny and warm, reaching 82 and 86. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Massachusetts health officials are alerting the public to a concerning cluster of botulism cases linked to Botox injections at Rodrigo Beauty, located in Milton. Currently, 10 suspected cases are under investigation. Symptoms of botulism include double or blurred vision, drooping eyelids, slurred speech, and difficulty swallowing. Patients who received injections at this spa between May 1st and June 4th of this year should immediately contact the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. The department emphasizes that while Botox is generally safe, improper technique or unlicensed providers can increase risks. Now on to sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder decisively defeated the Indiana Pacers in Game 2 of the NBA Finals, tying the series at one game apiece. The Thunder triumphed with a score of 123-107, led by league MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who scored 34 points. Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren also contributed significantly, with Williams adding 19 points and Holmgren scoring 15. The Pacers struggled, despite Tyrese Halliburton's 17 points. Game 3 will take place at 8:30 Eastern on Wednesday in Indianapolis. In local sports, last night at Fenway, the Sox beat the Yankees 11-7. A thrilling game saw Narvaez launch a three-run homer in the fifth, while Devers and TC contributed with homers of their own. Dobbins secured the win, bringing his record to 3-1. Despite Judge's two homers, the Yankees couldn't catch up, and the Sox's record now stands at 32-15. Maintaining their momentum in the Back Bay. Tonight, The Sox face the Tampa Bay Rays at Fenway for Game 1 of 3 game series. Brian Bello, with a 3.91 earned run average, pitches against Shane Baz, who holds a 4.96. First pitch is at 7:10, with clear skies and temperatures around 59 degrees. In top news, Blake Skull, the CEO of Boom Supersonic, is on a mission to revive supersonic travel, aiming to connect New York and Paris in under 4 hours. Since the Concorde's retirement in 2003, air travel has slowed down, but Skull believes the technology for ultra-fast flights has always existed. His vision includes the Overture jet, which he hopes to have flying by 2029. While some airlines have shown interest, challenges remain, including fundraising setbacks and skepticism about the business model. Nevertheless, Skull remains determined, stating, "Supersonic flight would obviously be great, and he plans to make it a reality." In business news, in a recent CNBC appearance, Strategy's Michael Saylor downplayed the potential threat of quantum computers and Bitcoin, asserting that the network will adapt through software upgrades. Although BlackRock warns of quantum risks to Bitcoin's encryption, Saylor claims, "It's mainly marketing from people that want to sell you the next quantum yo-yo token." Meanwhile, Circle's recent initial public offering was a success, but the true extent of stablecoin usage for payments remains uncertain due to conflicting data. Gemini, founded by the Winklevoss twins, has also confidentially filed for an initial public offering with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% over the weekend to about $106,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $2,500. And Goatsys Maximus is up 8% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Artificial intelligence could be reshaping Wall Street as Alejandro Lopez Lira, a professor of finance at the University of Florida, tests AI stock-picking abilities. His experiments with ChatGPT, DeepSeek, and Grok have shown promising results, with ChatGPT achieving an average daily return of 0.38% from October 2021 to December 2023, demonstrating significant predictive power. Lopez Lira acknowledges AI's limitations, noting that it requires human input for real-time data. Currently, AI models manage investment accounts on autopilot, with ChatGPT yielding a return of 43.5%. from September 2023 to May 2025, outperforming the S&P 500. And in entertainment news, in the latest box office update, Ballerina is poised for a strong opening weekend, expected to earn between $25 million and $27 million. This new spin-off in the John Wick franchise features Ana de Armas as Eve Macaro, a ballerina-turned-assassin seeking vengeance for her father's death. While Ballerina outperforms the original film, it falls short of recent installments, which had higher expectations. Since its debut, the franchise has consistently increased its opening weekend earnings, with Chapter 4 setting a record at $73 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Buckminster Fuller. And he said, "There's nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it's going to be a butterfly." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.